Okay, today's daf is daf Kuvav, starting the last week of Maseches Ksubis. B'ez Hashem, next week is a Siyam and a Haskalah, B'ez Hashem, Ksubis and Nedarim. But today we have day by day, two dots on Kuf Hei Amabez. That's where we're going to start from. The last Shochad story. So yesterday the whole Amabez was in Yoni Shochad, and today we have the last story that is related to that sugya. Rav Anan, two dots towards the bottom of the page. Rav Anan Aisilehu Gavra Kansa de Gildane de Be Gile. Rav Anan, one time, one person brought him a reed basket of little fish. Gildane de Be Gile, Rashi quotes, Dagim Ktanim, right? Little fish. So why? Amalei Mai Daitech. Rav Anan says, what are you doing here? Amalei Dina Isli. So, you know, I have a Torah, and I thought I'd bring you a little present, to start things off. So Lo Kavam is Rav Anan, of course, didn't accept it. He said, I can't accept it. I'm going to be your judge. So I can't accept it. I'm going to then be more towards your side. Amalei Pasel Na L'Chaladina. Not only did he not accept it, he said, now I'm puzzled. Because I'm puzzled to judge your case. Because as all the stories said yesterday, once the favor is even offered, still that already influences and puts one of the parties more in the dying's head than the other one, and therefore he says he's possible. Amalei, okay, so he says fine. Dina de bar lo beina, so you can't judge me. Kibul likvo marjol lamana and marmi akruvi bikurim. At least accept my present then. Okay, you're not going to be my judge, but I still want you to take my present. Why? Because I don't want you to prevent me from bringing bikurim. I don't want you to prevent me from bringing bikurim. What's bikurim? Tanya, what kind of bikurim are here? Bikurim are brought from the Shivas Aminim. What kind of bikurim here? He's bringing him a bunch of fish. So, because the Tanya, as the Brisa says as follows, Vishpomim Bal Shalisha, there was a man that came, Vayavela Isha Lokim, and there was a man that brought to Elisha, Lechem Bikurim Esrim. He sees the pasuk called the bread Bikurim, 20 loaves, Lechem Saorim, one loaf of barley bread, Vekarel Bitsiklono, another type of food, of roasted grains. So that's the end of the pasuk. So he asked the Gemara, Vechem Elisha Ocha Bikurim Have? Did Elisha eat Bikurim? So what does it mean, Lechem Bikurim? Did Elisha eat Bikurim? What exactly is the question? Did Elisha eat Bikurim? It's machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says he wasn't a Kohen. Rashi says, V'lo haya Kohen, he wasn't a Kohen. He's from Shevet Gad. Look at Pesukim and Divrei Yamim. Elisha was from Shevet Gad. Tosfos does not say that. Tosfos says, Ein tzarech lidcho kapir shakuntris. You don't have to be dochig like Rashi. It just means that he wasn't in the right place. V'lo b'shomron haya. V'yim Bikur nechon chus lachoma. He can't eat Bikurim outside of Yerushalayim. Right, so the Yavit says what? With Tosfos is so much more easy. What, you don't have to be dochek like Rashi. What, so why is Tosfos more pacha? Elisha could have taken them and gone to Yerushalayim. You know, so that's why the Yavit says Rashi doesn't say like Tosfos. That's the machlokas. Was it in the Gavr or was it in the Makom? Yeah. Right, they maybe can't coexist. Tosfos just doesn't. It's a machlokas in the pshat of the Gemara. What exactly is the question? Right, so I don't know what Ein Tzarech Lidchok, but maybe it's not Mefurish, no, because the Pasuk Divrei Yamim is Mesiaches, his father. We think that, I forgot it was Shafat, or one of the, Shafat, the High Krohu of Shalit, it doesn't say Mefurish, that at least it was from Shevet Gad, that would be a no-brainer. But it says his Shafat is from God, and we think that Shafat is the father of Elisha, so that's why it's, maybe that's the Tchika that Tosfos does not like, but that is two opinions of what exactly is the question. So did Elisha eat Bikurim? It says the Gemara, no. So what does the Pasuk mean by Lechem Bikurim? Elo Lomar, Lecha, call him maybe Dorom L'Tamil Chacham. Anybody who gives a present to a Tamil Chacham, Kilu Makri Bikurim. Anybody who gives a present to a Tamil Chacham is as if he's being Makri Bikurim. So therefore this visitor says to Rav Anan, so don't prevent me from bringing Bikurim, accept my gift. Amalei, Kibule lo b'inan de'ikpil. You're right, I originally didn't want to accept it, because I thought it had something to do with the Din Torah. Hasha da'amrit li, taima mikbilna. But now that you gave me a good reason, you said, okay, just accept it, you want it to be natural bikurim, so then I accept it. Fine. Shadri l'kami de Rav Nachman. So, Rav Anan couldn't judge the case, so he sends this visitor, this Baldin in front of him, he sends him to Rav Nachman, shalach lai, he sends him with a message. Nidaini mar lahai gavra. Please judge the case of this person. Anan is always sending letters to people, right? We had a couple of cases in Ksubis already. Anan, sometimes he doesn't call the person the right, with the right title, Rav Huna. So Dana Anapa Leladinas. He sends to Rav Nachman. He says, take this case, because I'm possible to judge this case. Omar, so Rav Nachman says to himself, Mitashalach Liachi, since Rav Anan sent me this person and said this, that he's possible, Shvamina Krevihu, it must be that he's a relative. It must be that he's a relative of this person. Why else would he be possible din? So what happens? Havikom dina diaspi kameh. At that time, Rav Nachman was about to judge a case of Yisomim, which is about the case of orphans. Amar, but he says to himself, Hayase v'hayase. I have a question of a conundrum in front of me. What do I do? I have two very important cases here. I have a mitzvah asay to judge Yisomim special, give them a special treatment, but also the asay of giving Talmid Chacham a special treatment. And this is a relative of a Talmid Chacham, and he sent it to me, kind of asking me to do him a favor. So what should I do? Asay to cover Torah Adif. So Rabbi Nachman decided to push away the din of the Yisomim and do the din of this person who came from Rav Anan, and because of Kavadat Torah. Kavadat Torah. What exactly is the mitzvah's assay of that's involved here? So, okay, the assay of Yisomim is giving them a good deal. What about the assay of a Talmid Chacham? So says the Rashi, mitzvah on top, mitzvah sadayanim assay ushfatatem tzedek. So judge righteously. The Marsha says, what does that pasuk mean? Running righteously, so judge righteously. What does that have to do with the order? So the Marsha says, if Rashi hadn't said this pasuk, I have a different pasuk. Kakaton kagodol tishmun. It says in Darshas of Besechas Sanhedrin from the pasuk of Kakaton kagodol tishmun that if a case comes in front of you, you judge that case first. Period. It doesn't matter if some other greater case comes in front of you afterwards. That's the pressure here. You have the assay of following the giving kavod to the Talmid Chacham versus the assay of going in order. So what happens? Salki ladina de yasmi va'achti ladina. So what did he do? He pushed away the din of the Yisomim and he judged the din of this person. And what happened? Kivan de chaza baldine yakrit de kavod lay. Once the other baldin saw the kavod that Rav Nachman was giving this person who just came, is tatatanate, he got really scared and upset. He's like, he's giving him so much kavod. And he was not able to speak. He was not able to properly voice his tainas, and therefore the din did not go over properly. So again, the Gemara is objecting to what Rav Nachman did, and it's all Rav Anan's quote unquote fault because he said to this case. The Ritva here says, the story is not over, it's going to continue in a minute, even though there's two dots. The Ritva here says, V'yishlomar, he asks a question, he says, if we're so worried, what happened here? Because it was the relative of Talmid Chacham, but he got preferential treatment, so that's where the other person's titus were nistam, and the Gemara says that was upsetting, and we don't want that to happen. So what about a regular Talmid Chacham? If it was a mamish of Talmid Chacham, we'd give them preferential treatment, so we're not worried there. So says the Ritva, V'yishlomar, to bechaver atzmo shebaladun lekamishim istat beitanase. We're not worried. To hayadiyah the chazi lahachi. Because everybody knows that if the Talmid Chacham is in the court, okay, I understand why he's getting preferential treatment. Because we want to get him back to the base medrash. But not because the dayan favors him. But there's a reason. Ubaldini nami nichalei delishru dine la'alter. The other baldin will let the Talmid Chacham go first. Aval hacha delo havichaver, velo krovo shalchaver. He was nothing. It was mistaken. Elder of Ananahu to have a sover hachi, sover the michlifle vizhatim hanasev is ebari. Seems like he's just flattering him and showing preferential treatment for no reason. Part one of the Ritva. Then the Ritva says, it must be Vidas Moreinu, he quotes the Ra'ab, that it must be that they didn't start, Rav Nachman hadn't started the court case yet for the Yisomim. Because once you start a court case, you can't stop it in the middle and push it off. V'das b'reinu d'hacha adayin lo paschu b'dina d'yasmi. It's got to be that it wasn't done yet. Because if it was done, I would say that it can't be broken. And interesting, this Ritva is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tezvav in Hilchas Dayanim. Tzarech adayin sheyaktim ladun adin shebalofan etchila. You always have to go in order. Like the word says, "Kakata kakado tishmon," says the Shulchan Aruch. Aval tzorach lahaktim din shel Talmid Chacham, afilu bala basof. Even if it comes very much at the end, you're about to start the other case. Then the Rama adds, "V'im Talmid Chacham ba'atzmo lefnei adayanim, afilu paschu kvar bedin, acher don oso tchila shel yisvatam ilimudo." Says the Rama, if the Talmid Chacham comes himself, then even if you started the other case, if it's possible, maybe you take the Talmid Chacham's case. Avalam krova baladin. But if it's only the Talmid Chacham's relative, in paschul adin acher in etzorach lisa, you don't stop. And if it's not even the relatives, then it was a mistake to even start it. V'imlav tzrichon ladudos otzchila mishum kavad achacham beis Yosef b'shem haritva. That's the Ritva here in our sugya. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Anan, this Rav Anan, who had sent this non-relative to Rav Nachman, it's the same Rav Anan. Rav Anan, Havi Raga Elio Dasi Gabe, Elio Anavi always used to visit him. Davi Masni Le, Seder Elio. He should teach him Seder d'Eliyahu. What's Seder d'Eliyahu? So that is the, as we know, Eliyahu Rabbah and Eliyahu Zuta, as we will get to soon. The great Sefer Eliyahu and the Tanit of Eliyahu. So the Eliyahu, like I said, that's the Brisa of the Eliyahu. Now we taught Rav Hanan. Kiva da'avet hachi. But once this occurred, that he caused this mistake to happen, is Talik. Eliyahu Navi stopped visiting him. Stop visiting him. How can you cause such a, make a, cause Rav Nachman to make a mistake? Yasiv v'ta'anisa uba rachmi va'asa. So Rav Hanan sat in fasting, b'ta'anisa, and he davened, and Eliyahu Navi came back to visit him. But Kiyasa, when he came back, avimavis lebe'usa, he scared him. It was very scary. Rav Hanan couldn't handle Eliyahu Navi coming back. As we mentioned last week, I think on Friday maybe, the Chassam Sofer mentioned Eliyahu Navi comes in different forms. Sometimes in his guf, sometimes he just comes in the neshama. That's the issue of the tchumen and what we had last week. So Mavis Leba Usei, he scared him. He came in a certain form that was scary to Rav Hanan. For Avet Tevusas, what happened? Rav Hanan made a box. For Yosef Kamei, Ad Afik Le Sidra. So he couldn't look him in the face. He had to have a hefsek between him and his chavrusa. So he went into this box, and in that way, with that hefsek, he was able to keep learning with him. And he learned with him until Eliyahu Navi finished saying over the whole Seder, all of his learning. V'hainu da Amri, Seder Eliyahu Rabba, Seder Eliyahu Zuta. So that's how we have the two Sfarim, Eliyahu Rabba, Eliyahu Zuta. Rashi quotes, the Eliyahu Rabba was what he learned Chutz L'Teva. Eliyahu Zuta was learned B'Tocha Teva, but he learned most of it beforehand, and he learned Eliyahu Zuta afterwards. Eliyahu Rabba and Eliyahu Zuta from there. Period. The Marsha, yeah? So what exactly did he do wrong? So the Marsha says that he did two things wrong. The Marsha says, I'll read it to you. Rav Anan ta'a betarti. Number one, first of all, all those cases yesterday, the rabbis didn't accept the present even afterwards. Even after they said a positive, so they didn't accept it. It was brought b'derach doron, so you stay away. It was brought b'derach shochad. So number one, he shouldn't have accepted the present. Number one. Number two, nechshal shenis b'mashas shalach l'Rav Nachman d'ayni marla haygaver da'ana. To be toch lashon zeh, through the lashon of his postcard, Rav Nachman understood that it was a relative, and it should have been more, he should have said exactly what he was, why he was puzzled, did for him. That's what he should have, it was a mistake that he gave a misimpression to the next dayan. If you're giving a case over to the next dayan, you gotta tell exactly what the details were. And if you didn't say, you think, oh, he's puzzled for me, so what's the first reaction? Why is he puzzled? It must be your relative. So therefore he says, Vahashta, says those are the two mistakes. He accepted the food, and he sent the wrong impression, which ultimately led to the other dayan being scared, to the other baldin being scared. So he says, Mida Keneged Mida. So Rav Anan did tshuva for the food that he got. He sat betainis. He was nimcha for that. But how could he get tshuva for causing the other guy to have his tatam tanase to be scared? That's why the Navi came down and scared him. So that's the Mida Keneged Mida. So that's why Mida Keneged Mida, he was scared.
But imagine if Rav Nachman would have read this letter. The guy tried to bribe me, so I recused myself, so you go judge the case.
If he would have learned the letter of, the guy tried to bribe me, or maybe he wasn't, maybe all these cases where he's really trying to bribe the person, maybe he didn't have that in mind, but maybe he was just saying, you know what, this is a great rabbi, he's going to do me, help me out now, he's going to judge my case, you know, let me give him a present. Yeah, maybe it's the laptop that he's trying to bribe him. But again, also, you could look at it the other way. You know, you could say, Eliyahu Navi's come to you, you got to be perfect. Eliyahu Navi's going to come, you know, you can't even cause, right, nichshalim in the grammar.
And we had three stories of Rav Anan so far. They've all been negative, but he has a chavrusa with them.
Right, Eliyahu Navi has a chavrusa. Rav Anan has all had negative stories about him, right? We had earlier than the Ayans, but he has a chavrusa with Eliyahu Navi. Maybe that just shows that it was like, was it his fault? Sometimes he always had good excuses. Either way, this is the story. Okay, the Marsha, two mistakes, and Mida Keneged Mida. Vayter. B'shani, the Rav Yosef, in the years of Rav Yosef, have a rischa. There was anger. What does rischa mean? Rashi says, ba'ra of la'olam. There was a famine. Why is it called rischa? As we're about to see, the Rabbanan, let's read it, and then we'll say, Amar li Rabbanan Rav Yosef, li ba'i ma'rachmi. So Rabbanan came to Rav Yosef. You know, can you daven for us a little bit? There's a famine. Amar lahu. So Rav Yosef answers, I can't. Hashta, uma Elisha tuchiavi Rabbanan miftri mikamei. If Elisha, who when the Rabbanan left from being in front of him, havi paishi trei alfi umasan Rabbanan, and there were 2,200 rabbis that were still always left with Elisha, who he had to support, and yet be'idan rischa lo avibay rachmi, and still you see he didn't daven in cases of famine. Why? Because you see in that case of the pasuk we quoted earlier, the man came for Baal Shlisha and brought these 22 loaves of bread, 20 of lecha bikurim and then a bread of barley. He brought 22 loaves. What is he bringing in loaves for? It was a time of famine. It was famine. Elisha? In the time of famine of Elisha, why couldn't Elisha daven? It must be Elisha didn't daven. Even though he had to support so many people, Anoy by Rachmi, Rav Yosef says, I'm going to daven. It must be that this is the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, what do you mean? You find many times in history that there's famines and droughts and people daven. You know that? What do you mean, Davka here? So the Pnei Yeshua says, that's the point of Idan Rischa. Somehow they knew if this was Kas Shel Makom. They knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. And they knew that, so that the point isn't just to ask for it. The point was to do tshuva. The point wasn't dafka to ask for the gzeira to be changed. The point was to look inside themselves. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Lanias Daiti, that's why he says, Rischa, mashmash ha'yu yadua lahem. To be the Rischa havi. We didn't Rischa, da'ovid, armelahu, shaper, de'in labakis rachamim, ela be'es ratzon. You don't ask you don't daven at times when it's Idan Rischa. Reminds me a little bit of what we just always discuss, Yavim Naran, that many of the poskim, Rav Avadia and others, are very strong that one should not say Slichos before Chatzos. Right before Chatzos. After Chatzos, Ashmoris HaBoker, early in the morning, but not before Chatzos. Why? So part of it, of course, Al Pi Kabbalah, the first half of the night is Din. Din, it's inappropriate to ask for Rachmi. It'll be counter, right? It'll be against what you're trying to do. Right? You can't. You want to daven. You can't daven when there's certain midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are prevalent. So that's this idea of the Pnei Yeshua, that when it's Be'idan Rischa, you know, that it's inappropriate to daven. Most of the time we don't know. So we always daven. Except the first half of the night, we know, Al Pi Kabbalah, that it's Midas Hadid. So he didn't want to daven. So now the Gemara says, so what did Elisha Taina? I'm saying, what did Rav Yosef Taina? That Elisha had 2,200 students during a time of famine, and he still didn't daven. So we might depay shihachi. How do you know he had so many students? Where do you get this number, 2,200 from? Dechsiv, based on the pasuk that we had earlier. So earlier it said that what happened? The man brought 22 loaves of bread, right? It was 20 lechem bikurim and lechem sorim, one other bread of barley and karmel b'sakolonos, so 22 altogether. So the pasuk says after that. So after the 22 loaves are brought, so Elisha's Bishari says, how can I put these in front of 100 men? So what did that mean exactly? These 22 loaves in front of 100 men. Doesn't mean that these 22 loaves were going to be put in front of 100 men. That's plenty. That's plenty. 22 loaves of bread for 200 men in a time of famine? That would be plenty. So what would he be complaining about? Ella, it must be no. Each one of these breads will be in front of 100 men. So therefore you have 22 breads, each in front of 100 men, that's 2,200 students. So you see, he had to support 2,200 students, and he still didn't daven. It was a time of famine. That was Rav Yosef's raya. Once we're talking about great rabbis with many students, so we mentioned a few more. Ki havi miftri rabbanan mibei rav, when the rabbanan used to get up from Rav Shir, havi paishi alfo masan rabbanan. After everybody left Shir, there was still 1,200 rabbanan that was still there, that stayed in the base medrash. 1,200. Mibei Rav Huna, when they left Rav Huna, havi paishi timnamei rabbanan. 800 rabbis stayed after everybody left. Just shows you the large amounts of people. Rav Huna havi darish b'tleis ramarai. Rav Huna used to darshan with 13 amoraim. What does tleis ramarai mean? It means these were his, he used to say the shir, and they used to, right, they were his loudspeakers. They used to tell the shir, but he needed it in all the different directions. Kevi kaimi rabbanim misifted Rav Huna. When everybody got up from Rav Huna's shir, unafsi glimaihu, and shook out their jackets, right, they used to sit on the floor, they shook out their jackets, havi solik avkab, the dust went up, the chasi liliome. It was like a sandstorm. They couldn't see the sun anymore. There were so many people at the shir. When they got up, you couldn't see. V'yami b'ma'arava, and they used to say in Eretz Yisrael, kamu lemi misifted rafuna bavlo. Oh, we can see Rafuna's shir finished. Rafuna's shir finished. Wow, in Eretz Yisrael, you can see in Bavel. That's pretty far. Pretty amazing. You know, l'chora, you would say that, you know, that's too far. So, the Bnei Yeshua here says, derech guzma. Derech guzma k'tani. It just means, whenever it was a sandstorm in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say, oh, this is what it's like in Bavel when Rav Huna finishes shir. That's what it was. Well, not that they saw it. This is what it's like, says the Bnei Yeshua, derech guzma. The Marsha says, why dafka? What's the symbolism? What's the symbolism of the clothes and the dust? So he says that the clothing of a rav are his Maisim Tovim. Actually, are his Maisim Tovim. He says, let me find a few. The last one here. Kavana bazeh da'achar shekamu mi mesifta da'hainu mi limuda me rabam ravuna, when they got up from their learning, lo asku b'chayisha rak b'mitas ha'tovos shenimshlu l'bigdei tzadikim b'chol eiz yu b'kadecha levanim. Right, the b'aisim tovim of tzadikim are compared to their clothing. V'chinatzi glimayu, what does it mean when they shook out their clothes and they got dust? Was avak. Avak is something that spreads from something. Avak mitas ha'tovos, the hashpah that they have. So that's what it means. They shook out their clothes. They shook out their midos tovas that they learned from Rav Huna Shir. And it spread, and that was the hashpah that they had. That's what it means in Eretz Yisrael. They said, this is like the avak. They were amazed at the hashpah that was had from the midos tovos of the Talmidim of Rav Huna. Okay. So this is what they said in Eretz Yisrael. Kamu misitud Rav Huna bavla. Well, this is also Pashtus, what the Rav Bartanura says, the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, in the first parak. Misavak ba'afar raglehem. What does that mean? Because it used to be in the olden days that the Rebbe sat on a chair or on a bench, and the Talmidim sat under him, up on the dirt. That's misavak ba'afar raglehem. In the dust. Misavak ba'afar raglehem. Yeah?
Also, that you mentioned in the Gemara that they heard Rav Huna say this, and they heard Rav Huna say that.
Right, interesting. Sounds like they have different statements of the name of Rav Huna. So how'd they get so many different members? Because they have 13 people talking for him, right? The game of telephone a little bit. Or maybe they even said it, they didn't hear it, right? Maybe Rav Huna even more. Or other rabbis, older Rabbanan. How could there be three machlokas within what Rav Yochanan said? What do you say? It could be because the way Shiurim worked in those days were, you know, different people saying for them. So Misavik Ba'afar Aglayim. That's the pshat here. Interesting, just once it came up, I thought I'd mention, there's another, the Chaimi Velazhin has a nice pshat in, what is Misavak Ba'afar Aglayim? The Mishnah Perkei Avos. The Pashas is the dust. So the number of pshatim, other pshatim, what do you get from the lashon avak? So the ruach chayim says misavak miloshon vayeyavek ish imo. Right, where does dust come up? Right, with Yaakov Avinu fighting with the Malach is vayeyavek. Shu inyan hisavkus milchama. Right, it's a war. He was fighting the war. Waki milchemes mitzvah he. It's a milchemes mitzvah. So here, what is it? V'chein anu neged rabosina kadoshim asher ba'aretz. Also awesome. When we fight, we have mechamta shel Torah. Misavak ba'afar raglayim. You have to be misavak. You have to fight with him about what the truth is. Hine al yedei svarim asher bebatenu. Amazing. He says, who do we fight with? Svarim in our houses. Batenu ubeiz vada chachamim eila. We fight with the svarim. Hushharnu gamke v'nitan lanu reshus lehisavik v'lulchum b'divreyem ulataris kushasam. We could have masu matan with the svarim in our houses. Those are our rabbeim, and therefore we can have a fight with them. But he says at the end, ba'afar raglehem. You can be misavik with them. You could struggle with them, but always remember, you're avak. Ba'avak raglehem, always have that midah of humility. Misavak ba'afar raglehem. Okay. Okay, let's continue. Kimiftri, continuing a little bit with the Shiurim. Kimiftri, Rabbanim, and Bei Rabba, Rav Yosef. When they got up, when the rabbis got up from the Shiurim of Rabba and Rav Yosef, Havi Paishi, Arba, Mea, Rabbanan. They used to only have 400 people left, 400 rabbis. So it was smaller than the earlier generations. The Karla Nafshayo Yasmi, they used to call themselves orphans. Look how little people we have left, 400 people. Kavi Miftri, Rabbanim, and Bei Abaya. When they got up from Abaya's, Shiur, Viamri Lami, Bei Rav Papa, Viamri Lami, Bei Rav Ashi. One of these, Havi Paishin Mas and Rabbanan. There were only 200 Rabbanim left in the base medrash. Vakari Nafshayo Yasmid Yasmi. What? Where are you? Yisomim of Yisomim. Orphans of orphans. We only have 200 left in the base medrash. Just I mentioned it yesterday at Shal Shudis, but it relates here. We're talking all about these from all these shiurim, all the galleys were at these shiurim. So I mentioned yesterday from the Sefer Chavetzelis Hasharon. On Parshas Vayigash, where he talks about Yehuda being sent to Goshen to start a yeshiva, so he has the ha'ara that from the time of the Rishonim through the time of the 1800s, there was really no yeshiva setting. It was all talmidim that went around a rabbi, and the rabbi gave shiur. The rabbi gave shiur, and they stayed with that rabbi wherever that rabbi went. The rabbi moved, they moved with the rabbi. The rabbi died, then they found another rabbi. But it wasn't that there was something called yeshiva. Only in the days of the Mishnah, maybe earlier, in the days of the Mesiftas and the Gaonim, the Surah and Pupadisa. So then they had in the times of the Gemara and the Mishnah and the Gaonim. After the Gaonim, though, up until Rav Chaim Velazhin, they really didn't have a makam yeshiva where if somebody died, a different person came to take the Rosh Yeshiva's place in the yeshiva. The yeshiva didn't move. But in those days, like here, we're talking about the Rav Ashi and all these, Mibei Rav Ashi from Hishirim, they were all with the Rebbe. They went wherever the Rebbe went. That's what he says. Kol Tkufas, Haidolia Doras Malam, the Torah Barabim. Tkufas, we showed him at Tkufas, Rav Yonas, and Ibishitz, the Chazam Sofer, Shebechol, Doros, Haidamidim, Hochim, Lomot, Rav, Misuyam, Okshadifter, Rav, Batal, Beis HaMedrash, Vochel, Rav Acher. The rabbi, the Beis Medrash, and when he died, the Beis Medrash was batel. Oksha halach rav l'makom acher, hachol tamid amimo. Rav Chaim Elazar was bachadesh when he started the yeshiva, that no, maybe there's going to be something called a makom Torah, like in the olden days, like Yehuda went to set up a Beis Horah, and the Rav Chaim Elazar continued what was done many hundreds of years ago. That was the chiddush in what he did. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rav Yitzchak. By Radifa Amar Rabbi Ami, getting back to what we were discussing a little bit earlier, Mevakri Mumin Sheber Yerushalayim, Alanodon Skarmi Chumas Alishka, the ones who checked for Mumin in Yerushalayim, who checked the animals to make sure they didn't have a Mum, used to take their Schar from the Chumas Alishka. They used to take their Schar, Chumas Alishka was the collection that was collected from the Machzis HaShekel, all certain amount of Jews, 20 and whatever the age was, Machlokas Rishonim, collected the Machzis HaShekel to be used for the Karbonos HaTzibur, and the Mishnah is saying, that the Gemara is saying, the Chiddush, that not only for the actual Karbonos, but the ones who checked the Karbonos for Mumin, also were able to take their Schar from the Chumas HaLishka. Tosfos on top, the Yermaskel Mavakri says, we're not Choshesh for any type of trickery here, meaning they don't get any more money or less money based on whether it has a Mum or doesn't have a Mum, that they were able to take when there's no Chashash here of any funny business. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Talmidei Chachamim, Hamalam Din Hilcha Shechita LaKohanim, Hayinot Luschar Mitzumas Alishka. Talmidei Chachamim, who used to teach the Kohanim Hilcha Shechita, also used to take their money from the Trumas Alishka. Shechita also is connected to the animal. So this line is a major line for what sugya? Yisrael, you're shaking your head? We know the Gemara says in Zvachim and elsewhere, Shechita Ksheir Bazar. The Dalet Avodos of a Behema, Shechita Kabbalah Holacha Zrika, right, shechting the animal, catching the blood, walking the blood to Mizbeach, and Zrika, and sprinkling it. So the first one is Kesher Bazar. These are also allowed to do it. So what do you mean? They taught Hilcha Shechita LaKohanim. What do you mean taught Hilcha Shechita LaKohanim? The Talmid HaChachamim can do it themselves. So there is a major discussion in many, many sources, I'll mention a few, whether there is a L'chadchila for the Kohen to do it. Even if you say Shechita Kesher Bazar, is there a L'chadchila for a Kohen to do it so that you can make this connected to the other of others also, or maybe just the opposite. Maybe there's a lot of chila for the Bailam to do it. After all, this is the only thing the Bailam could do. So what do you say? So this Gemara obviously goes on the list of l'chachila b'kohen. L'chachila b'kohen. Shechita, that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos even illustrates it. Tosfos Malamdin said, where's Hilchas Malika? Malika's nowhere here. Because right, look in the next line. The next line of the Gemara for a second. Amar Gidol Marav, L'mechachem ha'malamin hilchas kemitza l'kohanim. Kemitza, the fact when the Kohanim take a carbon mincha, and they do kemitza, no l'tzchar mitzumas alishka. So kemitza also you take money from the tzumas alishka. Kemitza can only be done by a Kohen. Even though shechita and kemitza are parallel avodos, animals and flour, but kemitza can only be done by a Kohen. So Tosfos says, where's Malika? There's three. The shechita, Malika. Malika is what they did, how they shechted a bird in the Beis HaMikdash. So where's Malika? That's included in shechita. What do you mean it's including Shechita? Malika cannot be done by a Zar. Only Shechita can be done by a Zar. So again, that outline, that illustrates maybe that this Shechita is connected to Kohanim. The Mishnah in Yuma as well, the Mishnah in Yuma on Daf Chav Hei, says that Shechita, they had all the paisim, all the lotteries to choose who did what avoda. Who did what avoda every day in the Beis HaMikdash. So on Daf Chav Hei, it says the pais for the carbon tamid included Shechita. So what do you mean, Shechita? Why should the Kohanim be the only ones who get the pious there? So the Me'iri there says that, no, by a carbon tamid l'chadchila by a Kohen. That's the first avod of the day. So by a carbon tamid l'chadchila by a Kohen. But the Ritva there says, beferish, af al pisha k'sheira bizar, mitzvasa b'kohen l'chadchila. There's a mitzvah l'chadchila to do it through a Kohen. That's the Ritva in Yuma and Daf Chav Hei. And this is even, maybe, a machlokes between two biblical figures, Eli and Shmuel. Gemara in Brachas Adaf Lamad Alpha Mabez. The Gemara there says, Chana says, Elanar Azez Palalti. I daven for this nar. So Amar Blazer says the Gemara, Shmuel Mora Halacha Lefnei Rabo Havi. Shmuel was Mora Halacha Befnei Rabo. Why? Shinemar, the Pasuk says in Shmuel, Vayishchatu Asa Par Vayavi was an Aral Eli. They shechted the Par and they brought the Nar to Eli. Mishun to Vayishchatu Asa Par Vayavi an Aral Eli. What's the connection between shechting an animal and bringing Shmuel to Eli? Ela Amar Lahen, Eli, Karu Kawain, Laisi Vilishchot. Eli sent his servants to go bring a Kohen. Eli was the Kohen Gadol. They said, go find some Kohenim to check the animal. Chazinu Shmuel to Kavim Ahav Yubasar Kohen L'Mishchad. Shmuel sees that he's going to find a Kohen. Amar Lahu. So he says to Eli, Lamalu Ladur Yubasar Kohen L'Shmishchad. Shechita Bizar K'sheira. Shechita is K'sheira Bizar. What are you looking for a Kohen for? So I saw the Kohen of the day. They burned him in front of Eli. So Eli says, you're right, but you're Morib Malchus. Morib Halacha B'Fnei Rabo. And therefore I have to kill you. And then that's Alarazes Palalti. Chana says, no, I don't want another child. I want this child. Alarazes Palalti. So says the Rishash on that Gemara, Brachas Lamanach. Eli didn't know that halacha. He was the Kohen Gadol. Shechita Kshira Bizar. He didn't know that. So it must be that Eli thought that there's a lechanchila for a Kohen to do it. And that's what he was looking. And Shmuel says, no, Shechita Kshira Bizar. That was the machlokas between Eli and Shmuel. Again, there's a lot more on this side, but there's just as many Shitos that seem to say the other way. If you look at the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Chizkuni on the Pasuk in Vayikra, the Pasuk in Vayikra is Mashma. That's where they learn Shechita Kshira Bizar. Because it says that the animal is shechted, and then it says the Kohen does Kabbalah Lachazrika. We darshan. So the Chizkuni there says, Habaylam Yisasku L'shamish Bo Lefnei Baram Ad Kabbalah Ve'elach Shemitzvah Alakahuna. It's a key for the Bailam to be Osek in it. It's a key for the Bailam to be Osek in the Shechita, because this is what they could do. If you all look, to look for a number of makoros quoted together, the Cheshek Shlomo, Shlomo Mivilna, in the back of Menachos Yotes, that's where a lot of the makoros are quoted. One final makor from the Gra. The Gra says in a Mishnah in Meseches Kalim, the first paragraph of Meseches Kalim, what's listed there before you get into all 30 prakim of Kalim are all about this is Tommy, this is Tar, this is Tommy, this is Tar. It's all a list of Kalim. But the first paragraph has the 10 kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha than all other lands. And then Yerushalayim has more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And then the Harabais has more Kedusha than Yerushalayim. And the Azara has more Kedusha than Harabais. And it keeps going until you get to the Kodesh Kodashim. But the Mishnah lists off how, in what way is the Kedusha reflected of each place. Meaning, what is Aser here? What is Aser here that you could have done outside? So the Mishnah there says, Ezra's Kohanim Mekudashas Mimena. The Ezra's Kohanim is more Kadosh than the Ezra's Yisrael. Why? She'ein Yisrael Nechnasim Lusham. A Yisrael is not all glad to go into Ezra's Kahuna except when they need to. For example, l'smicha, l'shchita, u'l'tznufa. To do their smicha, to lean on the animal, to wave their animal, and to shech their animal. Says the Gra on that Mishnah, the Shnos Elio. There's a l'chadchila for the Baal to shecht. What's it saying here? For their tzrachim. For their tzrachim. What do you mean their tzrachim? Let the Kohen do it. No, there's a l'chadchila, says the Gra, for the Baal to do it. So again, there are Makaros Lakan Lakan for even though Shechita Kshera bizarre, but is there a Lachachila for the Kohen to do it? So this Gemara goes on that list that there is a Lachachila for the Kohen to do it, and that's why they were taught it. That's why they were taught it. Okay. Vaitu. So we did Shechita and Kemitza, that was all taken from the Trumas Halishka. Amar Abba Bar Avchana, Amar Av Yochanan. Magi He Svarim Sheber Yerushalayim. Hayinotlin Scharan Mitrumas Halishka. The Sofrim, who corrected the Svarim, used to take their Schar from Trumas Halishka also. So this is already a big stretch. Trumas Halishka, we said, has to do with a carbon. So the ones who taught Hilchas Shechita and Kemitza, they can understand what's going on here. Magiyei Svarim, the ones who corrected the Svarim. So Rashi says it was a special takana. People used to hold on to their Pasul Sifrei Torah a long time. And it was a big problem, because we know you're not allowed to do that. So they made a special takana to make it easy for the people to find Sofrim to correct their Sifrei Torah. So that's why, that's what Rashi says, up top, that's why the Chachamim said, you know what, we're going to allow Shumas Halishka to pay for this service. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, next, Nashim Ha'argos B'parochos, Notlo Sechar Mishumas Halishka. Even the women who wove the parochos, right, the Mishnah, the end of Chagig, if you remember, it spoke about how big the parochos were, how many kohanim we needed to tovel the parochos, how many women sewed it. So those women also took their schar from the Trumas Halishka, the parochos. So the parochos, again, is not exactly the karban, but we'll see why in a minute. Maybe it's considered connected. The Ani Omer, Mikachi Bedek Abayis. But Rav Nachman himself says, no, I think they took it from the Kachi Bedek Abayis. What did the Bedek Abayis collection? That was a different collection from the Trumas Halishka. Bedek Abayis literally means upkeep, temple upkeep. Right, Bedek Abayis, sometimes you have stucco boxes and shuls. Bedek Abayis. Bedek Abayis is for the structural upkeep of the shul. Right, for the pay for the heat and to pay for the any specific physical structural upkeep. So that's so Rav Nachman says that's what I think the parochas are connected to. Whole parochas nachas binayisuas. Parochas, the curtains are part of the structure. So who pays for those? So that who pays for the ones who weave those? So that comes from Bedek Abayis, machlokes, where it comes from. Meisvei. Beis nashim argos paparocho. I'm sorry, meis v'nashim argos paparochos. The Braita says women who weave the parochos. Ubeis garmu al ma'isa lechem apanim. And the special family who baked the lechem apanim every Shabbos. Ubeis avtinis al ma'isa ketores. And beis avtinis who knew the special mixture of the ketores. Kulon ha'inolus tchar mishumas alishka. All of them took their wages from the shumas alishka. So you see, it's against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says the women who wove took it from Bet HaKabayis. So what do you mean? It's from Shumas HaLishka. The Gemara says, no, Hasan Bidababi. No, who took from Shumas HaLishka? The curtains that were by the gates. What does that mean? So but even before we continue, Rashi explains, if you have a curtain that was there for structure, was supposed to be there, like the curtain, you know, that was there instead of a wall, so then that's supposed to be there, and it was a tzivu for it to be there, so that comes from the Kabayas. What's the Braisa talking about? Extra curtains that were just put there, litznius. Rashi says, litznius avidi ve'ena takas binyan. Extra curtains that were added on that were just there, litznius, but it wasn't needed for the structure. So those were taken from Shumas HaLishka. And I wasn't talking about those, says Reb Nachman. Damer Zera Marav, because after all, Rav says, Shlosha Asar Parochas Hayu Mikdasheni, there were 13 extra curtains in Bayasheni, Shiva Kenegat Shivish Arab, 7 by the gates, Echel Epischo Shel Heichal, 1 by the door of the Heichal, the Echel Epischo Shel Ulam, 1 going into the Ulam, Beis Bedvir, Echel Kenegat, Ubeis Bedvir, 2 by right in front of the Kodesh Kadashim, Beis Kenegat Ali, Kenegat Balia, and 2 were on the attic above, the second floor above the Kodesh Kadashim. Why were the 2 curtains there? There were 2 curtains. What separated the Heichal from the Kodesh Kadashim? Right, so in the Bayis Rishon, there was a wall. There was a wall. But in Bayis Sheni, there were 2 curtains because the Bayis Sheni was much taller. And they couldn't build a wall so skinny and so tall. So what they do, instead they had 2 curtains. And the distance between the curtains was equal to the thickness of the wall in Bayis Rishon. So that's what we have, that goes by the Kohen Gadol. We learned in Yuma, goes in one side, goes in, I think, the south, and comes out the north. Goes into the Kohen Gadol in the south, the first curtain, and the other one is on the north side. So these were the curtains that were being talked about. Why would a curtain be considered tzorech hakarban? Want to be considered tzorech hakarban or not? So the Mikdash David, when you learn Kachem, you can't move without the Mikdash David. The David or David Rappaport, who writes, so when we get to Zvachim, that'll be a major player. So he quotes even a Machokas in the Yerushalmi about whether Trumas HaLishka is what pays for the curtain weavers. So he explains the Machokas because you sprinkled blood on the curtains. So it was involved in the Zrikas Hadam of the Karban. It wasn't just structure. So that's the Machlokas. If it's used for Zrikas Hadam, it's involved in that, so maybe then it can be considered as an extension of the Tzorech HaKarban. And that's why, that's the mandamer that says it comes from Shumas HaLishka. The other mandamer says that no, it's part of the structure. It's part of the structures, therefore, it does not come from Shumas HaLishka, it comes from Beit HaKabayis. One other discussion, and then we'll move on. Tosfos yesterday. Yesterday, bottom Tosfos on Amud Aleph yesterday, discussed how all of these people are allowed to take schar. Right? We say if you take schar to doing a religious action, so then it's not acceptable. It shouldn't be done. So Tosfos says on the bottom of Kofei Amud Aleph, no. But if a person, if a rabbi, if a tzorech hatzibur worker acts on behalf of the public service and he doesn't have any other parnasa, then you're basically supporting him. It's not really that you're paying him for a service, but he has no money. So he does a service for you, and you're supporting him. That's the bottom Tosfos on Amud Aleph on Daf Kuf Hey. Look what Tosfos says. They didn't do anything else. They didn't have any other money for Parnasa. The tzibur has to support people who don't have enough money. So here too, says Tosfos, this is what is used. So this Tosfos is one of the major sources in terms of rabbis, shochtim, anybody that does a public service, taking a salary. How are they allowed to take a salary? There are gemaras that talk about not taking a salary, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, v'lokardom lachparbo, right, the very serious Rambam. The pashtus of the Rambam is that you can't, the Rambam is very machmir in this regard. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Gimel Yud, the Rambam says, kol ha-meisim alibo she'asuk b'torah v'lo yasim malacha. I'm sorry, where is the, Amar Chachamim kol ha-nenem midivrei Torah, notol chayav min ha-olam. V'ot tziva v'amr lo tasim ha-torah l'esgadol b'hem, v'lo kodem lachmer b'hem, ahobetz ha-malacha, usanatzer avanes, you can't take any. The Rambam is pretty clear, even though the Kesef Mishnah doesn't want to think otherwise, because pretty clear that you don't take money, you can't take any kind of salary. But the Kesef Mishnah notes, quoting 15 Gemaras, that seems to be that there are certain exceptions. So one of the svaras given is this svara, that if a rabbi, if a shochet, if a public officer, Tzorchei Tzibur, is working on behalf of the Klal, and without this salary, he wouldn't have B'mal HaSfarnis Atzmo, so then you're allowed to do it, because it's just like, it's not, you're not really paying him, you know, specifically for this work, but you're giving, you're supporting him, because he needs a parnasa. This is where the Taz writes this, quotes this Tosis in Hilchas Gittin. When it talks about the Besadre Gittin, the Chalitzes, they take us a wage, a salary. So he says that's what it's for. But then he says, he says, Chas v'shalom, he says, you see some Dayanim that take tons and tons more than they're supposed to. He says, those are Gazlanim, and they shouldn't take more than they have to. But he says, if somebody takes a proper amount, based on this Tosfos, this is where it comes up. The Raman Yaradeya writes in a different Sfar. He says, no, it's Kavod HaRabbanus to take a salary, that the Rav or the Shochet, whoever, shouldn't have to be Osek in business on the side. You know, how good of a Rav could he be if he has to be Osek in other worldly issues? He should be sitting and learning and teaching and preparing and practicing Shechita, whatever the service is. That's covet of the position. And therefore, that's why it's allowed. And this is, you know, this is what Rav Moshe says, Halacha L'maisa, in Yaradeya, Chelek Beis, Simin Kuf Tez Zayin. In 1964, he writes this shuva. He says, you have to pay a rabbi salary. V'avim ladina halacha karamba. Even if you want to say, you know, the Rambam has certain legs to stand on, but the Marshal and others have already said that we shouldn't go like the pashas of the Rambam. Ki e efshar l'chol adam la'asuk b'torah u'lahachkim ba v'gam lehis parnis b'masa yadav. You know, not every rav is a good investor that he can do on the side, and then also be able to give the shiur. Umasik yoser da'avonu biyado imlo yikal me'echer. Then he goes even further. He says that if a rav says, I'm going to be machmer like the Rambam, I'm not going to take a salary, I'm going to be also get business till 12. And then he says, that's, you know what he says? That's the Yetzahara, says Rav Moshe. He says, ki ba'atzas Yetzahara kadei sheyafsuk milmod v'yasuk bimalacho b'mischar v'chadom asher b'sofim shochachim af b'miksas shekvar lomdu v'inim menichim af l'kvo azman kasal tamatari. He says, the Yetzahara, if somebody wants to support, you know, give enough time for the Shochet, for the Rav, for the Osik B'Sarchei Tzibur, for executive director of an organization, whatever it is, the Osik B'Sarchei Tzibur, you know, of course they're allowed to take a salary. And don't listen to those, and if they want to get supported, Matova Manoim, they could do a better job if they're full-time in the Sarchei Tzibur. And again, but a very important source of this is yesterday's Tosfos on Daf Kuf Hamad Aleph, which talks all about our cases here on Daf Kuf Vav. How could all these cases take schar? Tosfos says, because you're being mefarnes them, and that's why it is mutter. Period. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Nashim ha'vagavos b'nehen. Lapara. The women who raise their children to be osik in the Parah Aduma. Rashi here quotes, as we've had a number of times before, that they try to, by the Parah Aduma, have many, many, many chumras to have children who were born on top of bedrock, so there's no tumma underneath, but it's also, there's a bedrock with a space underneath, so it's because if there is tumma, the ohel is mafzigit, and they stay there till they're 8 years old. They can't move from this little area till they're 8 years old, until they can start being osik in the Tzorchei Parah Aduma. They went overboard in terms of the hidurim, because, as we learned on the first daf in Maseches Yuma, because they dafka used the tful yom for various reasons. Tful Yom, somebody who was semi-tame, who was going to become tar at Shkia, they used Tful Yom to be Soref, the Paraduma, to go against the Tzdukim, because the Tzdukim said that couldn't be done, so to balance it out, so they had extra chumras in the world of Paraduma. So the women who raised their kids there, also, they couldn't go to work, they had to stay with their kids, so they also, this is connected to the Akarban, so they took their scar from the Paraduma. Abishalom, Anashim, Yikar, Shib, Yishlaim, Yizan, Sassan, Farnas, Sassan. No, Abishal said no, rich women used to support them, privately. They didn't get their schar from the Trumas Alishka. Again, you can leave the time, but the action, a lot of it was on Amud Aleph today, so that's why we spent most of our time on there. But again, if we only had Amud Beis, we would have spent more time on Amud Beis as well, but every Amud is wonderful. Baruch Hashem. So, Kli Sharis. Ma'usha Yasem Ikar Shebedek Abayis. So, how about, once we're talking about where does certain expenses get paid out of, what about the clay sharis in the Beis HaMikdash? Rashi quotes the clay sharis used for the Mizbeach HaChitzon. What about all the cups and all the tongs and all the kelim that they used on the Mizbeach? Where did they pay for those for? Which box did they take it from? Mikach, Ma'ashe Yasa Mikach HaBedek HaBayis. So did it come from Bedek HaBayis, which again was for temple upkeep, structural issues? So do we say the kelim are part of the mizbeach? Just like the mizbeach achitzon was part of the grounds, right? It was this big, huge mizbeach, and it's considered physical structure. All these kelim were connected to the mizbeach, and therefore it comes from bedek abayis. Otzar carbon inu. Or do we say it's more connected to the carbon, more of the functional aspect of the Beis HaMikdash? Not the structural aspect, but the functional aspect. What was used for the carbon? Right? You caught the blood, you carried the blood in here, you sprinkled the blood in here. So maybe it comes from Chumas HaLishka, which was the collection of Machzis HaShekel. So where does the Klisharis come from? So Amarle, so the answer was given. Rav gave Rafuna the answer. Amarle ain't. Naasin elam Chumas HaLishka. Comes with Chumas HaLishka, meaning it's connected to the carbonus. Eisve, but we have a brisa. The pasuk says in Devar Yamim, Mukachalosam, Hey Viu Lofnei Melach Viho Yada Eshar HaKesef VaYasti Okelim LeBeis Hashem Kli Sharis VeGomer. But the pasuk said in Devar Yamim, when in the times of Yehoyada, they collected for Bedek Habayis. That's the context of the pasuk. They collected for Bedek Habayis and they used it for Kli Sharis. So you see, just the opposite. The Bedek HaBayis, the temple upkeep collection, was used for Klei Sharis. So Amar Lei, the Akre Ksube, Lo Akre Nevi'e. What, you only learn Ksubim? You forgot the Nuh? You forgot Nevi'im? Right, what do you mean? There's a Pazik and Nevi'im that says the opposite. Ach, Lo Yasa Beis Hashem Svos V'gomer, Ki Yilo Osi HaMalachi Itznu. What do they do with the extra from this collection of the temple upkeep? They use it to pay the workers. They didn't use it for Klei Sharis. So no, Klei Sharis is used from Chumas HaLishka. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Kashikroi Adadi. Okay, so now you have a Sirim Sukkim. Pasuk in Navi, Pasuk in Ksuvim. The extra that was collected in this time for Bedek HaBayis, so was it used to pay workers or was it used to make Kli Sharis? So Lokasha, Kansha Gavu V'Hosiru, Kansha Gavu V'Lohosiru. It must be there's a difference. Did they collect and have enough for all what the Beis HaMikdash needed and they had extra? In that case, that money could go for Klei Sharis. Because as we're going to see, there's an inherent sign that if there's extra, it can be used for anything. And it's not even considered Bedek HaBayis collection. So that was used for Klei Sharis. But the others, Gav V'Loho Siru, if they didn't have enough, they just had a certain amount within, they didn't finish all the structural issues in the Beis HaMikdash, so that could not be used for Klei Sharis. And that was used to pay certain workers. V'chi Gav V'Siru Mayhavi, so the Gemara says, 1 minute, just because it's extra, isn't it still labeled Bedek HaBayis? What do you mean it could be automatically switched to Klei Sharis? So Amar Rabbi Bono, Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim. There's a principle called Lev Bezdin Masna. That means, literally, Bezdin makes a condition. Not literally makes a condition, but this is the understanding. Im Hutzruchu, Hutzruchu, if the collection for Bedek HaBayis is needed for Bedek HaBayis, it will be earmarked for Bedek HaBayis, Vim Lav, and if it's not needed, then it's not labeled at all as collection for Bedek HaBayis, and it can then be used for whatever you want. And Yehu, Likli Sharis, and then it can be used for Likli Sharis. How is this possible? So the Mikdash David again explains that it must be conceptually that when Machzis HaShekel was collected, it wasn't specifically labeled Karbon HaSibur, or something else. Where is this Mikdash David? This is in Lamed Hey Gimel. He says, V'nir Lomar, the chov shall shkalim eino davka lekarbonus, ki im stam l'tzorchei tzibur, fa'av karbonus bechlal. It must be that it was labeled for all public needs. Public needs. So most of it was used for kabbanis, but if not, you know, it could be used for other things. So he brings rias from various gemaras to this. But that's what he says. You get the impression from here that it was more of a gviya klawis, a general gviya. Period. Tanit the Rabbi Yishmael. Klei Sharis ba'am Yishmael HaLishka. As we just said, the Klei Sharis, the utensils that come from Chumas HaLishka, they're connected to the carbon. Shneemar es sha'ar ha'kesef. The puzzle we quoted earlier used the Lashon sha'ar ha'kesef. Eze o'kesef sheish lo shirayim. So we darshan. What kind of kesef has leftovers, remainder? Havi omer the Chumas HaLishka. Because we know the Chumas HaLishka, you had certain number of three collections from every barrel. Every time you took, there was some left over in the barrel. So sha'ar ha'kesef is money that has leftovers. Sha'ar and shiur, we're comparing those words. And that's a remez that the Klei Sharis come from Chumas HaLishka. Maybe it means not from the Chumas HaLishka, meaning what your Torah and what you take out. Maybe it's dafka, what's left over, meaning only what's left over in the barrels could be used for Klei Sharis, and not what you took out. Sorry? You have to know what it's used for. Chumas HaLishka has certain status. You took it out as one of the Chumas. The Kohen does certain Chumas every year. What's left over is just at the end of the year, maybe you could use that. So where is it? No. Kedama Rava. It must be, no, you do not use the leftovers. As Rava says, Ha'ola Ola Rishona, by the din that the carbon tamid has to be the first carbon of the day, it says Ha'ola, the Ola. It has to be the first Ola of the day. Ha'chanami HaKesef Kesef Rishon. Here too, it says HaKesef. It must be, you're not taking leftovers, it has to be Chash of Kesef, and that is what you were Torahing from the Chumas HaLishka. Period. Meisvei, Brisa says, various items were collected from where? haktores v'chol karban sibur, the ktores and all carbon siburs, one b'chumas alishka. They come from chumas alishka, right? That comes from regular machzis hashekel collection. Interesting, why is ktores listed separately? Not for now. Ktores is one of the karbans. Ktores listed separately. Mizbeach hazav, the little mizbeach, Lavona, the klishar is banmi moser nesachim. The little mizbeach, Rashi says it's called a kli, it's much smaller, you carry it. Ulavona, and the frankincense, that sits on the lechem apanim, the klishar is banmi moser nesachim. This is a third shita. Right, we had the question before, does klishar come from bedek abayis or chumas alishka? This is a third shita, that's the question. It comes from moser nesachim. What's moser nesachim? So Rashi quotes two deos from Meseches Menachos. Moser nesachim, nesachim are the libations that were given. It's a carbon mincha and some wine and some oil. So either it's when the people used to give carbon minchas, they used to give a lot, there used to be overflowing flour, so the money that you get by selling that overflowing flour, that's more than what you need, or it's somebody who promises to give the raw materials for the carbon minchas and then the price goes up or down. The base of minchas always wins. If the price goes up, then you still have to give the same amount. If the price goes down, then you just got to give more. Either way, that's the Moser Nesachim. But either way, you see, it's a third opinion where Klisharis comes from. That's the question. But first, we finish the Braisa. Mizbeach ha'ola, ha'lishacho, ispazaris, bon, mikachi, bedek abayis. The big Mizbeach and the offices and the building, that's structural, that comes from bedek abayis. Temple upkeep. Chutz l'chomas ha'azara, bon, mishari, ha'lishachos. And let's see, the outer walls, so that for sure comes from the leftover, what's left over in the barrels at the end. Question mark. Right, so you see all the outer structural issues come from the leftovers in the lishka. But you see, how could we say that there are two opinions where klishari should be paid from? Is it paid from Chumas Alishka? Is it paid from Badeg Abayis? You see a third sheet, the Moser Nesachim. So the Gemara answers Tanahi, it's a Machlokas Tanahim. Many different opinions. Ditran, as the Mishnah says in Shkalim, Moser Chuma, the leftover of the Chumas Alishka and Mahina Hayosin Ba, what they used to use it for. Rikuizav Sipu, the base Kodesh Kadashim. They used to use it to line the inside of the Kodesh Kadashim with gold. That's what they used to use it for. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Moser pairs the Ketz HaMizbeach. Rabbi Yishmael says the leftover peros, what's that? We'll see in a minute. Was for the Ketz HaMizbeach. That means in the summertime or whenever the Mizbeach doesn't have many karbanas on it, they used to buy karbanas and give olas. Just as a hidur for the Mizbeach. Moser Truma Liklishares. Moser Truma was used for Klishares. That's one opinion. Right? The Moser of the Truma Zalish could be used for Klishares. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Moser Truma was used for Ketz HaMizbeach. Moser Nesachim, which we had earlier, what the Moser Nesachim was, the two opinions in Menachos, the Klisharis. So you see, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Third opinion, Rabbi Chinin is Kana Kohanim Omer, Moser Nesachim the Ketz HaMizbeach, Moser Truma the Klisharis. They're just arguing what exactly was used for what. V'zev v'zev lo ha'yimodim peirus. But both of the second, there are three opinions here, opinion two and three, argue with Rabbi Yishmael that there's such a thing as Moser Peirus. So now we explain that. Peros mahi, what is peros? We'll finish in 1 minute. Zetanya, Moser Truma maha yuosin, but what do you use Moser Truma for? Lochin peros bezol. These to buy fruit cheaply. Umochmer doesn't be okay. These to buy fruit with a low price and sell it for a high price. Vaschar makizim bozem is bear. And the profit that they got from these fruit, that's what Moser Peros was. They used that to buy karbanos for the mizbeach. V'zu sheshaninu Moser Peros l'ketz mizbeach. That's what Moser Peros means. Ma'izev is Elohim adem peros. So what does it mean that only the first opinion holds of Moser Peros, not the other opinions? The Mishnah there also says in Truma, Moser Shiari Lishka Maha Yosin Bahen, what they used to use the leftovers for. Lochem en yainos shmona muslaslos. They used to buy wine, oil, and flour. Vaschal hektish diver Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael is the one that says that hektish could buy something for cheap and sell it for a high price. He had that mentality. And the other opinions say that Hektish would never do that. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Mistakin B'Shel Hektish, Af Lo B'Shel Aniyim. You don't act in a regular business way with Dvarim Shel Hektish, or of poor people. Why? B'Shel Hektish by time alo, why don't you act that way with Hektish? Ein Aniyas B'Makam Ashiris. You don't act like a poor man in a place of a rich man, meaning the Beis HaMikdash is a noble area. Noble assets. You're going to go try to get an extra few dollars with the assets of Hektish? Ain't Anias B'Makam Ashiris. No, we don't do it. People can give donations, people give whatever they want, but you don't try to get every squeeze out every extra dollar for the assets of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why the second two opinions do not hold this a concept of Moser Peiris. You don't act that way with Devarim Shel Hektish. B'Shel Aniyim my time alo, and why not with Aniyim? Aniyam's possessions, also you don't do this. You're going to go invest money that you want to give to a poor person, that a poor person is going to come and ask you for a dollar. You're not going to have anything. You can't invest a poor person's assets because you need it right there in order to be able to give it. So, again, there's lumdis here, which we don't have time for, but the machlokas, the past 15 lines was, where do certain items of the Beis HaMikdash get paid for? And there was a machlokas tanam regarding most of them. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Tomorrow we get a little bit back to Maseches Ksupas. Get back to Inyanei Ksupa. Okay. Sorry? And tomorrow night is the shiur of